Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. An organizer with Black Lives Matter LA, Greg Achille, and two other people are suing the city of Los Angeles, claiming their civil rights were violated by police during a 2020 protest outside of the mayor's house. The proposed class action lawsuit claims an LAPD lieutenant ordered officers to attack demonstrators, forcefully swinging their batons and charging at them.
This is a part of a pattern and practice of LAPD. It is why people don't trust them. It is why that we have been calling for defunding the police. It is why we have been calling for the firing of Chief Moore.
Achille and other plaintiffs are seeking unspecified damages. A city attorney spokesperson says only that the complaint will be reviewed. Shootings by LAPD officers are on the rise. There were 37 last year in which 18 people were killed. That's up from the previous year when there were 27 shootings, seven of them fatal. The number of shootings in which officers opened fire on people armed with a weapon other than a gun doubled last year to 22, prompting a review of policies and procedures. Top of mind is last month's unintentional killing of a teenager in North Hollywood. An LAPD officer opened fire on an assault suspect armed with a bike lock inside a Burlington store, killing the man and the 14-year-old on the other side of a wall. Deputy Chief Mark Reyna told LA police commissioners yesterday that officers have to take a lot of things into account when dealing with a violent incident.
Although an officer has a right to defend themselves and others from the threat of serious bodily injury or death, they must also be cognizant of their background, the potential for bystanders to be struck by gunfire, and the capabilities of the weapon system they are using.
The LA Police Department is investigating the Burlington shooting, as is the state attorney general, who will decide whether to file criminal charges against that officer. Mayor Garcetti is lamenting the loss of an LA police officer who was off duty when he was gunned down on a street in the Florence Firestone area night before last. The mayor says this man died a hero trying to defend himself and his girlfriend. Sheriff's investigators are hoping surveillance video or witnesses will help lead them to the three men who confronted 27-year-old Fernando Arroyos and his girlfriend. They were house hunting at the time. Arroyos was fatally wounded in an exchange of gunfire. The attackers were last seen driving off on Beach Street in a black pickup truck. There was a bomb threat yesterday against Charles Drew University of Medicine and Science. It closed its campus yesterday as a precaution, but plans to reopen today for limited operations. Campus safety and law enforcement completed a review of the grounds and facilities and cleared the campus of any sign of threat. Orange County's number of COVID positive patients has surpassed 1,000 for the first time since January 9th of last year. The county has 1,013 patients with COVID. Hospitals are also dealing with staffing shortages because healthcare workers are getting infected. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured the twin ports of L.A. and Long Beach yesterday and met with local leaders to discuss the ongoing supply chain crisis. The bottleneck here in Southern California has been easing up, with fewer container ships now waiting offshore to unload compared to last fall. Buttigieg says changes to the queuing process and other measures helped fast-track goods through the ports.
One of the reasons why Christmas was not, in fact, canceled is that ports like LA and Long Beach moved record levels of goods. Considering the pressures that this country and these communities have been under, that is an extraordinary achievement.
But he acknowledged that there is still work to do to ensure that essential goods such as medical supplies keep flowing during the pandemic. His visit came a day after Governor Newsom announced a budget proposal which includes $2 billion for the ports in the state. Today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to consider Mayor Garcetti's nomination to be ambassador to India. It could forward the nomination to the full Senate, which would later vote on the appointment. During his appearance before the committee December 14th, Garcetti once again defended himself against allegations that he knew about sexual harassment of others in his office allegedly committed by his former advisor, Rick Jacobs. Garcetti denied knowing and doing nothing to stop it. He will not be attending today's hearing. The LA County Democratic Party last night declined to endorse a candidate in the campaign for sheriff. Candidates were vying for the coveted endorsement, which helped lift Sheriff Alex Villanueva to victory in 2018. None secured the 60% of votes needed, though. LAX Police Chief Cecil Rambo and Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna each won about a third of the vote. The county Democrats soured on Villanueva last year, saying he is not the reformer that he promised to be, and in fact, calling on him to resign. The primary is coming up in June. Temperatures today will mostly be in the 70s. It'll be cooler tomorrow, and there's a chance of showers, slight chance, on Friday. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.